It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. We're live. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network, where you can find help and hope. With me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregiver. And today I have with me my best friend, co-host, and sidekick, Linda Thornley.
Hey.
Hey, baby. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Yay,
are you?
Lynn. Yes. And my new friend and awesome producer, Peter Blake, on the board.
How you doing today? Yay! Happy Saturday.
Joyful and grateful. Glad to be here today, buddy.
Glad to have you here.
Thanks for always helping me with everything.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem.
All good.
My pleasure.
Good. Thanks. So glad that you decided to spend some time with us today. We have some special guests here today. We have the whole Tennant family, Mac, Pam, and Laura from Access Reverse Mortgage. And as they say, they are a family-owned company.
Yeah, this isn't the whole family. This is a good representation.
It's a good representation. And our friend Bernadette Holman. Bernadette's been on the show before from Arden Courts, and we're going to talk about the Alzheimer's Walk today. But I'm glad that you tuned in today and want to spend some time with us, because I feel on this show you'll be able to find education, a resource, and a shoulder, because I really think that's what caregivers need. And it was a tough week this week.
It was.
We had two very special men go to the Lord. One was Darren Dalton, who was a catcher for the Phillies, and Glenn Campbell. I think we all know Glenn Campbell. Very sad. I just watched his movie the other night for like the fourth time, and it really, really touches your heart. So my heart and my prayers go out to both of their wives, to Amanda Dalton and to Kim Campbell. Know that you're in our thoughts and prayers. And caregivers, please remember to cherish every moment with your loved one, because nobody knew last week that either of those gentlemen were going to go to the Lord that day. So spend as much time as you can with your loved one. It's so important. Also want to let you know that on this new channel, they can have call-ins.
Wow.
So if you would like to call in the show for any questions or any comments, you can call locally at 727-441-3000 or toll-free 1-866-826-1340.
And, of course, if you're listening online, TANTalkNetwork.com, TANTalk1340.com. And, of course, if you got one of those handy-dandy smartphones, make sure you download the TuneIn Radio app. Look for the TANTalk Radio Network to hear this show along with all the fine shows on this radio station. Back to you.
Amen is all I can say.
Wow, on his voice.
Yeah, so let's start out talking a little bit about the Alzheimer's Walk, which in our area is October 28th, right?
October 28th at Spectrum Fields, 8 a.m. And we're looking for volunteers to walk the walk, volunteers to help us with sponsorship or help with the committee. If you want to call myself, 727-692-9117, or you can call the Alzheimer's Association at 727-578-2558 and get more information.
So the walk raises money for Alzheimer's, right?
That's correct. And for those that like to know statistics, 15% of the money raised goes towards fundraising, 6% is administrative costs, and 79% goes towards Alzheimer's care, support, research, awareness, and advocacy.
Huge.
I think, which is tremendous.
Yeah.
6% for administration fees, that's really minimal. So.
And thank God, because we have all those volunteers.
Right.
That's why the administration fees can you know, be less.
Well, I've been the walk chair for the last 10 years.
Wow.
So, and I've been an advocate for the Alzheimer's Association for about 20 years. I don't have no personal connection. It's just my job.
Well, you do. You do. It's your life.
It's my life. It's what I do. I work with families that I see in crisis. I have a best friend who's now walking this journey, Kate McCarty.
Yeah, I just saw that video the other day.
The article in the paper.
Yeah.
And, her husband has frontal lobe, and so there's hope out there, and you know, thank you, Linda, for all that you're doing to help connect families and friends with resources that, such as the Alzheimer's Association and Mac and family.
And tell us about your team, Laura.
Sure, we have the Access Reverse Mortgage team. I just recently joined the committee this year, and have been working with Bernadette, and we decided to start the Access Reverse Mortgage team. They had one last year, and I'm new to the team, and I'm very excited. We will hopefully be having an event here in the future. Be on the lookout on Facebook for an event invite for, I believe it will be September 12th, we'll have an event to fundraise for the Access
Event at your office?
No, it will be, we're hoping to have it at Average Joe's Bar and Grill.
Oh, that's not too bad.
So you can go.
We'll be there.
We can go have a fun time.
I think you
got
somebody that's going to come.
Yeah.
And, that's where I'm doing my remote today.
Oh, that's what he's doing a remote show there today. That's funny.
Oh, right. Doing my sports talk show there today from 3 to 5.
Just to clarify, the fundraising for the Access Reverse Mortgage team is not for Access Reverse Mortgage, though.
Right.
Right. It will be for, it will all go to the Walked End Alzheimer's in
but
October.
But
it will go through our team.
And are we matching funds or anything like that?
Yes, Access will be matching all funds that are raised that day. At that
oh,
event.
That's very
yes,
cool.
Awesome.
We love that. That's okay. Wonderful. That's so right. Wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about reverse mortgage. And I had a question from a caregiver that I met this week. And she said to me, my loved one, we need to do modifications in our house for my loved one because the wheelchair can't fit through the doorways and we need a ramp and we need this kind of stuff and we don't have any money. And I was thinking about doing a reverse mortgage lender, but I don't know if I could get the money fast enough to do the modifications I have to do. So talk to me a little bit about what the process is with a reverse mortgage.
Sure. So first we encourage people to research and understand the product because a lot of the information out there is just flat out wrong.
Right.
And there are a lot of resources. We can offer a lot of resources to people who want to start that process. But once the decision's been made to do a reverse mortgage, and I will say that people that research and understand reverse mortgages
right.
overwhelmingly like the product.
Right.
It really is. In many situations, it's a great fit. So the timing on it, we take an application that's done, we either go to the person's house, they come to our office, or we can do e-signing now if people like that. There's a mandatory telephone counseling session, which takes, it's an hour on the phone for the protection of the consumer.
Okay.
And then we process the loan right here locally. Our office is in on 58th Street in Clearwater.
Right.
And that typically will take about a week to get the appraisal, 2 weeks to get the loan processed and underwritten, and then the closing often is at the person's home or at our office typically. And then there's a 3-day rescission period where they can still change their mind at that point, and then they get their money. So typical timing is about a month.
Okay.
Our record is 8 days.
Wow.
From start to finish, that was an emergency situation. But there's a big misconception in the industry that these things take a long time to process. They don't take any longer than regular mortgages. If you get a company that knows what they're doing,
and yeah,
that is a big problem in the industry is people who say they do them who literally do one or two a year, and there we'll run into cases where the loan drags on for months and months and months.
Right.
But with a good credible company, especially a local company, kind of like ours,
like
Access Reverse Mortgage, a month is a very reasonable time frame, and we can do them faster if it's an emergency.
I say, when you say get an education about it, so I'm sure there's information on your website, but they could call and just come in and meet with you or chat with you on the phone, but mm-hmm. is there a lot of information on your website that they could read first if they want to get some information and give us your website? Somebody in the
come on, Laura. Yes.
So we have a lot of information on our website. It's accessreversemortgage.com. And there's a lot of information there, and then also there is a way to contact us, and you can contact us. We're a low pressure company. As soon as you contact us, I can send something out in the mail, and we have full packages that we can send with all of the information they would need.
And you can always go to my book, Connecting Caregivers, Answers to the Questions You Didn't Know You Needed to Ask. Mac has a chapter in that book all about reverse mortgage, and it was very funny because my editor of my book was considering a reverse mortgage. And she said, I don't know, I heard bad stuff about it, I feel really uncomfortable. When she edited Mac's chapter, she said, oh my God, this sounds really good. And she ended up meeting with Mac and getting a reverse mortgage. So we need to know what we're talking about. It's hard for people to make decisions when they don't really know what the information is. And I think, and you know what I say all the time, caregivers, knowledge is power. So at least look into it. And even if you're not ready to get a reverse mortgage right now, you can still get all the information, right?
Absolutely. We've got a loan in process right now. I think the gentleman did an e-signing Thursday, and literally he's first contacted us in 2011, 6 years ago.
Oh my goodness.
And that's not unusual. I mean, it is kind of unusual, but it's not unusual for us to do a loan. We've been dealing with people for 5, 6, 7 years. But on the other hand, sometimes people come in and we get the loan closed in 3 weeks. You know, it just depends on circumstances. And we will never pressure, which is our industry, unfortunately, is plagued by a lot of high-pressure telemarketers.
Right.
So you have to be careful who you give your information to. Particularly on the internet, a lot of the websites are not really information sites.
It's scary.
They're lead generation sites.
Right.
And then they'll sell your information to half a dozen companies and get bombarded. But we can help educate. We've got packages we can send out. We've got links and that sort of thing.
But, do you ever do seminars or anything?
Once in a while. I teach a course at the Pinellas Realtor Organization. That's more geared to realtors and the specific purchase a house with a reverse mortgage product.
Okay.
Public could attend there, but we're happy to spend time on the phone, sit down with people in our office.
And if like let's say a mobile home park or a senior community or something wanted to get a bunch of people together, would you go out and do a little program
absolutely.
For them?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good way to do it. And sometimes people are reluctant to make a one-on-one contact.
Yeah, that's why I think it's less pressure.
Maybe we should do more seminars. That's maybe not a bad idea. We used to do the deal at, you know, buy people a dinner and all that. But
some people just come for the free dinner. You know that.
A lot.
Yeah. Friends. I hate to say it, but
yeah.
It's the truth.
We did a series a few years ago at some of the libraries in the area, and that actually was well attended. Maybe something will fire up again.
I'll tell you, when I was first doing support groups and things like that, it was best to do it at the libraries because people felt that no one was going to sell them there anything there. They felt safe there. They felt that the library just wouldn't let in just any person kind of thing. So
we got Jim on the line.
Oh, we have a caller on the line. Hello, Jim. This is Linda. How are you today?
I'm okay, Linda. How are you?
Joyful and grateful.
Me too. Hey, I understand that you have somebody there that's going to talk about reverse mortgages.
Yes, Mac Tenant's right here.
Oh, okay.
How can we help you?
I have a question for Mac.
Sure.
I'm a 74, and my wife is 42. My most recent wife is 42. And if I get a reverse mortgage and then I should die, what would happen to her?
Well, that's a good question. Under the new rules, what we would call a non-borrowing spouse or a spouse under the age of 62 is protected, and the loan actually doesn't become due as long as you or your spouse lives in the house. So.
So she could live, if I died tomorrow, she could live there, even if she lives to be 90?
There's no limit on the age. 130, I think, is actually the limit.
Oh, my
wow,
God.
Wow, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, so that's
well, she'll be happy because she was concerned that if I die, which we all do, you know, we all do die.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was concerned that, and she was concerned that since she was my third wife, well, actually fourth wife, that maybe what would happen is that somebody would come into the picture and then make her move out.
Yeah, and she'd have nowhere to live. Yeah, that would be terrible.
No, pardon me?
No. And then she would have nowhere to live.
But that wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
She's protected.
It wouldn't happen.
Under the new rules, she's protected. Yeah, that's a good
question. Well, I want to call. Did you hear that, Marcia? Marcia? She heard it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got you on the speaker phone. So I guess that'd be okay then, hey?
Yeah, it sounds good. Mac, why don't you give him your office phone number? Maybe he can call you and chat a little bit.
No, I have one more question.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
She's from Canada.
Yeah.
Yay.
And I'm an American. Do we let Canadians come into the country or something?
So you could call us at 727-240-0000. I know it sounds like a taxi company, but it's really our office number, 240-0000. Thanks very much
okay.
for calling, Jim.
Thank you.
Have a delicious day. We like Canadians, don't we, Lynn? Lynn's originally from Canada.
We love Canadians.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all good. So thanks for calling in. Anybody else has a question, please feel free to call in locally at 727-441-3000 or toll free 1-866-826-1340. Okay. So explain to me about a reverse mortgage, exactly what happens. So I go and I apply for a reverse mortgage. Now I go to closing, the day of closing, Laura.
Yes.
And what happens, and how is it handled? I don't really understand it all.
So once you close, like Mac had mentioned earlier, there's a 3-day rescission period. So you do have time. If you have time to read over all of the documents, and should you change your mind, you can always cancel in those 3 days.
Okay.
And then after those 3 days are up, you can either, you would set up to either have the money wired into your account. If you were getting any cash at closing, you could have the money wired into your account, or they would send you a check, and the money is yours to use as you'd like.
Whenever you want to. So you could just have that in an account and not use it if you wanted to.
Yes. So you could take, there's a couple options on the reverse mortgage. You could take a lump sum up front if there was cash available. You could set it up as monthly payments to you. Or okay. You could leave it as a line of credit and let it sit there. And that line of credit grows over time. And then you can take out the cash as you need it.
And why would somebody want to take it out as a line of credit?
That line of credit sits there and it continues to grow over time.
As interest rates go up, that line of credit increases, right?
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
That sounds so weird, though.
It is, and we think that FHA might catch on soon and change those rules, but it is a great product right now. So.
Okay, so what do most people do? They take a lump sum, or do they take a monthly payment? What does it seem like the most usual thing is?
It depends. About half of our customers have an existing mortgage that they want to pay off, so they will get the reverse mortgage and pay off their existing mortgage, and then if there's any cash left over, we usually see it taken as a lump sum. But then from there, if there's no existing mortgage to pay off, they have options, and they can do some of each. They could take part of it as a lump sum up front and leave the rest as a line of credit for when they need it.
Do I hear some people are taking reverse mortgages and using that money to buy another property?
Yeah, you can do that. People who want to invest in real estate, we don't recommend you use the money to invest in it. It's
right.
But yes, you certainly are free to do that. And if you've got lots of other assets, this is actually a good way to generate money. A reverse mortgage is most like a home equity line you'd get at the bank.
Okay.
So you're going to use your house as collateral to borrow money. You can draw it out as you choose to use it. You can repay it and borrow it again. So it's a true line of credit. The interest is only charged on the portion you're using. And then what you mentioned, which most people don't understand, but this credit line growth rate feature is so amazing, where if you've got a $100,000 line of credit today, mm-hmm. and you don't use it, a year from now you've got about a $105,000 line of credit. And then that keeps going up like that, where it actually, at today's interest rates, your line of credit will triple in 20 years. It'll about double in 10 years. So it's really, if you think through the different scenarios that could happen. So let's take the first case. We have a normal real estate market. House values go up a little bit each year.
Right.
So your $300,000 house today in 10 years is probably about doubled, worth about $600,000. And if you look historically, that's pretty close. Probably, most likelihood, that's what would happen. But if you run into a situation where the market crashes, it might only be worth 150. I mean, that's
right.
Remote, but it could
yeah.
happen if interest rates go through the roof. So in the first case, where market value is going to hold steady, you go through your life, that your $300,000 house got you about $150,000 in line of credit today. If you didn't use it, you let it sit there. So here we are, 10 years from now, you've got about $300,000 in your line of credit. The real estate market has collapsed, you still got that $300,000.
Yeah.
Even though the house isn't worth that much anymore, FHA guarantees you can still access it. Well, let's say you don't need the money then. So all that happens is you probably financed your closing costs going in. So
right.
you probably owe about $20,000 in 10 years. That's about what your closing costs would accrue to, because there'd be interest added on them. So it costs you a couple thousand dollars a year to have have this $300,000 safety net.
And we need safety nets so badly today.
Everybody wonders if they got enough money to live on throughout their life. So if you never touch it, it costs you $20,000 to have that safety throughout time. But let's say interest rates shoot up. Interest rates go up. They can go up to 5 points. So now your cost of money instead of 5% is close to 10%.
Yeah.
So the real estate market would collapse, no question. Rates like that. There's never been a sustained period of high interest rates, not in modern history, but if it did happen, so now your house is worth $150,000, your line of credit growth rate is tied to the cost of money. So that $150,000 line of credit, instead of becoming $300,000, becomes $500,000 or close to $600,000. And you've got a house worth $150,000 that FHA is guaranteeing you can draw $500,000 on.
It seems impossible.
Yeah. I know, and it's...
And you can pay it off?
Well, you only borrow it if you need it.
Right.
So, and if you don't borrow it, it doesn't cost you anything to have it. Just a little bit of interest on the closing costs. So it's truly a phenomenal product, and it's really got the attention of the financial planning community.
I would think so.
And I mean, the proof of it is the most common people to get these today are accountants and financial planners.
Oh, that's funny.
They're getting for themselves. And it's a difficult concept to explain to people, but just if anybody has any interest in an additional funds available for retirement as a reserve or for the actual funds, just get in touch with us. We'll give you all the information you need to research it and understand it yourself. And like Laura said, FHA may not do this forever.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, we need to go and hear from our partners, and then we'll come back and have some more conversations. So don't go away. Keep shining.
Are you a stressed out family caregiver looking for a much needed break? Well, you are not alone. By 2025, the baby boomer population will more than double in growth to over 72 million. And 9 out of 10 surveyed wish to remain independent in the comfort of their home for as long as possible. As a caregiver, you owe it to yourself to take the break you deserve and learn about the many affordable solutions from First Light Home Care. First Light Home Care provides non-medical in-home care for those suffering with chronic illnesses, Alzheimer's, dementia, recovering from surgery, or folks who just need a little extra help to get through the day. Whether it's for a few hours or 24/7 around the clock, First Light Home Care will customize an affordable solution to fit your specific needs and budget. They can help with meal preparation, light housekeeping, medication reminders, personal care, companionship, and more. At First Light Home Care, all staffs are direct employees who undergo extensive background check and are appropriately licensed, bonded, and insured. There are no long-term contracts, and services can be changed or canceled at any time. You have everything to gain and nothing to lose. So call them for a free assessment. First Light Home Care, 727-725-4663. That's 727-725-4663. Get the help you need.
You can count on me, 9123. I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count.
Are you looking for some resources, a support group, inspiration? You can find it all at www.lindascaregiverconnections.com. lindascaregiverconnections.com. There is a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity, like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, movers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email me, and I will find the resource you are looking for. Want to nominate a caregiver, download the caregiver affirmation, or listen to this week's show or previous weeks? Just go to www.connectingcaregiversradio.com. ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com. Need a caregiver coach for one-on-one coaching or as a family? Or if you wish to have me speak at one of your events, just give me a call at 727-365-8383. That's 727-365-8383.
8383. That's me, Linda Burhan, the gal who cares for the caregiver. Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You were healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better. Have you considered a reverse mortgage as part of your retirement financial plan? For homeowners age 62 or older, a reverse mortgage from Access Reverse Mortgage is a safe, economical way to turn your home's equity into cash, monthly income, or a standby line of credit. Did you know that the unused portion of an FHA-insured line of credit increases, giving you access to substantially more funds in future years? This line of credit grows no matter what happens to home value. The higher interest rates go, the faster your line of credit increases. You heard that right. No matter what your home value does, the higher interest rates go, the more your line of credit increases. Access Reverse Mortgage is a family-owned company based right here in the Tampa Bay area for the past 12 years. They are A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and one of Florida's leading reverse mortgage providers. Call 727-347-0305 or go to AccessReverse.com to start your research today. I know they can help you out.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation.
This is recording.
Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
And we're back, and Kathy Shields, thanks for your little memo on Facebook that we're not laughing enough today. So I'm fine, everybody. We do entertain ourselves. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Before we talk a little bit further, we have our question of the week for Dr. C. And And the question is, can acupuncture and chiropractic help with insomnia? Sleep is very important for your health. If you wake up during the night, it's a sign that your body is out of balance. There are specific acupuncture points which are used to help bring your body back to balance and help you sleep through the night. Chiropractic can also help you stay comfortable so you get a restful sleep the whole night long. Plus my pillow. We'll talk about that in a minute. It all depends on what time of the night you wake up. The next time you find yourself staring at the clock, pay attention to what time it is and tell your wellness doctor, because it does have something to do with the times you wake up. That will give them information they need to do the right acupuncture point and chiropractic adjustments to get you sleeping better soon. Good night, insomnia. Yes, good night, insomnia. For Dr. C's been taking care of me for 3 years, and I sleep through the night wonderfully, and now my sleep is even better that I have my pillow. So you know, you guys know that my pillow is one of our sponsors, and you also know that I do not have any partners, sponsors, or guests on my show that are not people of full integrity. So you can trust anything that you hear from me, because that's really important to me. I've had some big sponsors come in and say that they want to be on my show, but I don't agree with their business, the way they run business, and I will not do that. So just know that, caregivers, that's really important. So, Mac, tell us a little bit about age with a reverse mortgage, and you had a question too.
Yeah, I want to know if you could, if a person gets a reverse mortgage and the person dies, what happens with the house? Is the house, or if the person, it's like a dual question, if the person doesn't want to lose their family home.
So if the family doesn't want to lose the home.
Right, if the person dies and then the family wants to keep the home, but now there's a reverse mortgage on it, what happens to that home? Does it have to be sold?
No, not at all. Pam and I both have my pillows, so I'm feeling very rested this morning to answer that.
Good.
Me too.
You got one too?
Yeah.
All right. So when neither borrower, assuming there were two, there might be more actually to begin with, when no borrower lives in the home any longer, the loan has to be paid off. It can be paid off by if the borrowers have died, they can, or it could be the borrowers themselves, so the house can be sold. They can pay off the note that way. It could be that the heirs maybe have life insurance or other assets in the estate too. And we've actually seen people use some of the reverse mortgage proceeds to buy life insurance to fund the payoff of the note at the end.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Anticipating that they want to keep it in the family.
In the family.
And there's a really cool feature in there I haven't mentioned. A reverse mortgage is the only kind of residential mortgage you can get that is non-recourse. There's no personal liability associated with it. So what does that mean? So people who got reverse mortgages back in 2007,
right?
And again, let's take a $300,000 house. They maybe borrowed $150,000 back then. They've lived there for 10 years. Now maybe they owe $225,000 because the interest has been charged each month, but they didn't pay it because you don't have to pay it.
Right.
So the loan balance has gone up each month. Well, that house, after the crash, went from $300,000 to $150,000. And now they owe $220,000, $225,000, and they die. So, well, there's no liability first to the estate or to the heirs. FHA is going to step in and pay the shortfall.
Okay.
So there's that. Well, what happens if they want to keep the house? So they've got an extra feature in there that the heirs can come in and pay 95% of the then current value of the property and get rid of the current mortgage no matter how much it is. So that house, in this example, went from $300,000 to $150,000 value. So 95% of 150 is 142.5, Laura? She's got a math degree.
Yeah.
So they can come in and pay $142,500 and get rid of that $225,000 mortgage and keep the house. So amazing feature. So no, the house does not have to be sold. It always belongs to the borrower. There's no transfer of ownership any more than there would be if you got a home equity line at the bank or a mortgage, a traditional mortgage.
Well, that's good to know, because with working with seniors and families, a lot of times they're looking, when they want to move, they're looking to Arden Courts or an assisted living for memory care. That's an option for them sometimes to have a reverse mortgage so that the one spouse can stay home and the other can move into a community. But then the worry is about what happens to that home.
Right.
And when the other family member moves out.
So it's got to be repaid. You know, it's going to be repaid by sale of the house, from other funds, by life insurance, or possibly partially by FHA, and that if we got into an extreme housing market again, like we did back then. But I've had people say to me that they knew somebody got a reverse mortgage before the crash, and now they're buried in the house. Well, if you think about it, they actually got a tremendous deal. People who got the reverse mortgage is the best hedge there is against the housing market crash because of that non-recourse feature. I don't know. I won't run through all the math again, but it, it really is an amazing deal for people. It's,
and you have to be 62, right?
One spouse has to be 62, as in Jim's case, the caller. Mm-hmm. With his, you could actually have a spouse as young as 18, but we've never seen that.
One day I bet you will.
You never know.
When Jim gets rid of Marcia.
Martha.
Yeah. Oh,
Martha. But you know, I think that's a good thing to know because many people think if they get a reverse mortgage, then they can't have their house. You know, their family can't get their house. And they won't do it and help themselves with stuff that they need help with because they're afraid. And caregivers, think about this. Please take care of yourselves before you're worried about taking care of your heirs. I mean, they're grown-ups and big people and need to. And, and I see so many caregivers sacrifice getting help for their loved ones or getting help from themselves because they don't want to be a burden to their children and they don't want to do this. You know, and I talk to financial advisors all the time. A friend of mine, Mark Vernick, he always says, he meets with clients and the clients say, but we're saving for a rainy day. Mm-hmm. We tell them it's storming out right now. You know, it's time to use some of that money. So please take care of yourself. I mean, it's wonderful to take care of your family, too, but please take care of yourself. That's really important.
We always really encourage borrowers to involve their families in the decision. And in 12 years, I've never spoken to children, heirs, that have come out selfishly against this. And really, what you're doing with a reverse mortgage is you're taking money that normally would be realized upon the sale of the house, and you're getting use of it today.
Right.
FHA, and all these loans are FHA insured. FHA has a better name for a reverse mortgage. I actually like it better than reverse mortgage. It's called a home equity conversion mortgage. Hmm. So you're converting your home equity to cash. And
that kind of makes more sense. Mm-hmm.
But the kids I talk to, they always say it's their money, it's their house. And the parents that are concerned about keeping the homestead for the kids, I hate to break it to you, but nine times out of ten, the kids don't want your house.
Right.
Or the
with
you know.
The figurines in it.
Only if I keep the shag carpeting, right? Yeah.
I would say about a quarter of our callers are the kids calling initially for their parents to find out more information to take it to their parents to get it done.
Because their parents are afraid.
Right.
Yeah. And
so often it's just my dad had lots of money. He worried his whole life if he had enough, though. And when he died, he had plenty of money.
More than he needed.
He worried all his life, because you don't know. What if I live to be 110? You know,
was your dad like around depression time or anything, or did he see any of that?
Yeah, he was born in 12, I think. So
yeah. That changes your hope. You had to stand on the street for some bread.
How bad can it get? Yeah.
You might have that fear that could happen again.
And that's the beauty of this reverse mortgage standby line of credit. It really is. Pam and I, we had a 4-bedroom house in Seminole, and we have 4 kids, and continue this thought here, Mac.
5 grandchildren.
I was going to say 5 grandchildren now, but when once all the kids had moved out, we sold the house and we moved into a condo, and it's a nice condo. It's decent size and all that, and we really like it there. I actually love not doing yard work now.
Oh yeah.
The one thing about it, condos are very difficult for reverse mortgages. Most of them don't qualify. And we're actually, if anything makes us move from our condo and go back to a house or a villa or a townhouse, a non-condo, it will be
just for that fact.
So we can get that standby line of credit.
Yeah, that makes
sense. It just kills me I can't get it right now.
Do you think down the road they'll do that, though? Because this, especially down here, there's so many condominiums.
Well, condos, I'm not optimistic they're going to change the rules on condos. It's
mobile home.
We can do mobile homes, yeah. They have to be on. They have to own the land they sit on. They can't be in a condo association or a co-op. But I'm not optimistic they're going to change the rules on condos. If they do, we've got several hundred people waiting for on it. You know, it's a big deal.
So why is it that they won't do it?
Used to be they did something called a spot condo affidavit, and we'd fill out a form that said there's this many people delinquent on their dues, there's this many renters versus owners, things indicating the association's health, a one-page form. Then we turned down loans because they didn't qualify. That they went to another company and got loans. So there was a lot of fraud going on with it. So now they went to this new system where it's a full association approval, and it's just arduous. It's we were doing them. The last one we completed took 12 months. It was this past January. It took us a year. We finally got it done, and we said we're not going to do it. So we were hoping they're going to change the rules in October, but what I heard yesterday is they're probably not going to change.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
But this, anyway, not to be negative, but condos are a problem.
Okay.
Some associations are approved.
Okay.
We can, if anybody was wondering, call. We
just
can,
call
we
up can and check you can find out. And what's your phone number again?
It's, what is it again?
240-0000.
727-420-0000. It sounds like a pickle place.
You got it
on
here.
Bernadette, tell me a little bit about Arden Courts while you're here with me.
Arden Courts is a memory care community that offers assisted living community for folks with Alzheimer's and other related dementia. Our company's been around for over 20 years. The Arden
How Court, long have you been there?
I'll be going on 15 years November 1st. I'm a rare bird. I love what I do. I work for a really good, solid company that really cares about not only the residents, the families.
It's
and
very
the staff.
Obvious.
Yes. We have a lot of longevity, and that's important when families are dealing with a crisis that they know that they can keep calling back to the same person.
To the same person,
And that the caregivers are consistent, that the management team is consistent.
Yeah,
so,
because you become part of their family.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people that all the time when they're going out and they're shopping around to see what's around. I said, find out how long the people have been working there. Find out how long they've had the same management. Because a place could be an absolutely wonderful place 2 years ago, and 2 years later, the management has changed, or the staff has changed, and everything is different. So I commend Arden Courts in that. I think
and
it's
we
a
do
really
have
wonderful.
Change sometimes, like anybody,
well,
anything else. But
life is change.
But on average, we exceed most of the market that you see in the industry for healthcare. Healthcare is tough. I mean, for those families that you're doing it, you see how tough it is.
Yeah.
And you have people that work in the industry that they burn out. I unfortunately am just a I love what I do. I get energized by helping families that are needed. And if Arden Courts is not the location, I have a wealth of contacts like Linda that we work off of each other that we can help families.
Yes, we are very blessed to be surrounded by the people that we are in this Tampa Bay area, people that want to make a difference and really care. But we're also really blessed by our partners on the show, and we need to hear from them right now. So listen to our partners a little bit and come back. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
I see. And so by the way, I thank you. Oh, and then for the times when we're apart, well, then close your eyes and know the words are coming from my heart. And then if you can...
Hi, folks. Many times, caregivers tell me that their loved one is becoming more and more isolated. They're limited to one room in the house. It is difficult for them to maneuver their walkers or wheelchairs or even walk over a door sill. When they have to take their loved one out of the house, it is full of frustration and takes 45 minutes just to get them in the car. They're becoming dehydrated because they're not drinking fluids, because they're afraid if they have to go, they may fall in the bathroom. It doesn't have to be this way. Access and Design is your one-stop shop for mobility and accessibility needs. Who do you call for grab bars, walk-in tubs, and zero-entry showers? Access and Design. Who do you call to widen doorways and build beautiful ramps? Access and Design. If you don't want to live in an institution, your home doesn't need to look like one. And who do you call for ADA kitchen remodeling and railings? Why, Access and Design, of course. And who do you call for vehicle, pool, platform, and stair lifts? You know who. What if you only need a portable ramp so you can keep your loved one mobile and on the go? Call Access and Design at 727
833-4900. Access and Design is a dealer for American-made equipment. All installers are certified, and they service what they sell, and they even service and repair things they didn't sell you. Access and Design, your doorway to independence. Call 727-233-4900. Let's make your home the one you stay in forever. One of my most favorite places in the world is Arden Courts of Seminole. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 themed houses. It warms my heart every time I go in there and see how joyful the residents are. So give a call to Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800. You'll be glad you did.
You can also call them at their Largo location, 727-559-8411. That's 727-559-8411. Call today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Just call 800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Call today.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
And you know what that means? It's time for Lynn and for our events this week. Hit it, baby.
AARP is having wonderful events in August for caregivers to connect with family caregivers sitting around a table, enjoying complimentary food and beverages, or learning how to build a caregiver support network. On August 27th, there are 2 sessions to choose from, either 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. or 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Both are being held at the Brio Tuscan Grill in Tampa. On August 31st, it will be held between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. at the Hilton Hotel in St. Petersburg, Florida. Please RSVP to 727-592-8008. That's 727-592-8008.
Knowledge is power, guys. Remember that.
And then on September 23rd, Women with a Purpose is having their annual fashion show and brunch at the Pasadena Yacht and Country Club in Gulfport, Florida. Fashions will be by So Chic Consignment.
So Chic.
The cost, Legos. The cost is $35, yes, with proceeds going to families with cancer. Please RSVP to Jane at 727-641-3171 or to Stacy at 727-209-7592.
And all this information is on our website. And we just added another URL, so you can just go to caregiversradio.com.
All right, now, which we've been talking about, on October 28th at 9 a.m. at Spectrum Field in Clearwater.
Walk this way.
That's right. Pinellas County is having a walk down to Alzheimer's. If you want to join our team, the mission team.
Or.
Please, all, oh, please. Or you can join Access and Design Team.
Oh, or Access Reverse
Mortgage. It's Arden Court Team or Access Reverse Mortgage, which we should all donate to and put Mac out of business because you have to, right? You have to.
Magic.
Yeah.
And just join any team. Just go to ALZ.org. Just join a team.
Join a team.
And then Arden Courts of Seminole is offering free memory screenings on the third Friday of every month. If you're worried about a loved one, you can make an appointment by calling 727-517-7800. That's 727-517-7800. Okie dokie.
Okie dokie, Artichoke. All these events are also on the website, Connecting Caregivers Radio or caregiversradio.com or whatever. But all that information is there. So, Mac, were you going to say something about Arden Courts before the break?
Yeah, when we went to break, I was commenting, and I should say it on the air, because Arden Courts hosts a breakfast once a month and a lunch once a month at their...
For professionals.
For Better Living for Seniors. One's in Seminole and one's in Largo, and I've been to both of them numerous times, and they're both just great events, and I'm so impressed by the food. It's always really good. For institutional food, it's wonderful. The places are spotlessly clean. There's never any kind of smell or anything in there, which I remember from my grandmother's
big difference.
Home days. Mm-hmm.
And, it's like a home.
And then on occasion, a memory care patient or guest,
resident.
I guess you call them
resident,
will wander into the room. And I've commented this to Bernadette before, that there's never any scolding or grabbing them and get them out of there sort of thing. It's always just
kindness,
acknowledge
and
them
love.
And love and hugs. And, yeah, really, really nice organization you have there.
Thank you very much.
It's all good.
Does my heart good.
Yeah, it does. It does. You
makes
you
it worth coming
out
on a Saturday,
it,
right?
It makes it all worthwhile. It always does.
Yeah, it makes it all good.
Thank you,
man. So we're going to be getting ready to close up the show. Remember, we have our caregiver contest. So go to caregiversradio.com and nominate a caregiver. They can win free respite care and a massage and a haircut and a facial and some books and a whole bunch of really good stuff. Thanks for tuning in today. Tune in again next week for more news and good people and some laughs. And remember, caregivers, just take a little time for yourself. Okay, guys. Remember, God loves you, and have a delicious day.
Close your eyes and think to me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call.